Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awake to Oneness Radio. I am Caroline Chang, your host. The mission of Awake to Oneness Radio is to inspire the world to awaken to the universal truth of oneness. Spirituality and science both are telling us that we are literally all connected, that we are all one. What you do to another person, you're literally doing it to yourself. Once the world awakens to this universal truth of oneness, there will be peace on earth. So this is my vision and my mission with Awake to Oneness Radio. Today's show was supposed to be Evolving Out Loud with stand-up comedian Kyle Cease. I met Kyle in L.A. in this past May at the Agape Revelation Celebration. He performed there during the celebration, and he did an amazing job with his comedic skills. Okay, he's a comic, stand-up comic, and he's been a comic for many years. And he now uses his comedy to transform audiences. So this morning, when I logged onto my email, I got an email from his assistant, Carrie, that Kyle is ill and would not be able to do the show tonight. Now, the old me would have panicked when I got an email, planning all week for the show. And this is the first time I've been doing the show now since March. And this is the first time I've had a guest not be able to make it due to illness. And I understand. So it didn't upset me in the least. I really just emailed her, thanked her for letting me know, and asked her, you know, if he could come next week. And he can. He will be here next week. So for those of you who were really looking forward to hearing Kyle tonight, he will be on the show next Friday night. Okay, so I decided to go still do a live show, and the topic of the show is finding the courage to follow your heart. Actually, one of the things I want to share with the audience is yesterday, I live in the Poconos, and we've been getting a lot of rain. This month of July has been a very wet July for the Poconos. Yesterday was a beautiful day. There was not a cloud in the sky. And I had a lot of work to do on the computer. But my spirit told me, turn off that computer and go outside and enjoy this beautiful day. I live near a lake, Lake Tobyhanna. I live in Tobyhanna, and Tobyhanna State Park is like my backyard. So I turned off the computer, and even though my mind would have told me, you have too much work, you cannot go out and enjoy the day, you have to work, my spirit said, turn off that computer and go out to the lake. That's where I really find myself as very much at peace. I love the lake. I sit by the water. I meditate. I journal. I read. I was out there for about 4.5 hours yesterday evening watching the sunset. And because what Spirit said to me yesterday was, what's more important than what I'm doing on the computer is keeping myself in alignment with my spirit. And that's why my spirit said, go out and enjoy the day and center yourself, align yourself. So partly when I got the email from Carrie earlier today, this morning, I feel that the reason I was not upset about it or panicky about not having a guest for tonight's show at all because of what I did yesterday, because of going to the lake, taking that time to meditate, to read, to journal, to watch the sunset, to just be in the moment, that beautiful moment of now, the eternal perfect moment of now, and taking in all of the beauty that nature had to offer. And that truly did center me and align me with spirit. So this morning when I got on the computer, no problem. I'm just going to go with the flow, okay? We will still do a live show. And I'm wishing Kyle a speedy recovery, and he will be with us next week. So the reason I picked the topic, finding the courage to follow your heart, that's been on, that topic has been on my mind a lot lately, because that's kind of what I am doing with this show, and also with a nonprofit foundation I'm starting in my son's memory. It was about 6-7 months ago, early January, January 7th. Spirit told me at 1:30 in the morning, 1:30 a.m., I woke up, and Spirit told me, just do it. And the just do it that Spirit was talking about was starting a foundation in my son's honor. I had no idea how to start a foundation. And also doing an internet radio show. Another thing, I had no idea how to do either. But I got up in the middle of the night, got on the computer, and started researching how to start a nonprofit foundation and how to start my own internet radio talk show. And so that's how I stepped out of my comfort zone. My mind would have said, you don't have the resources. You've never done this before. Why do you think you could do that? Those are things my mind would have said to me. But I didn't listen to my mind at all that night. I just listened to spirit. And I didn't know what else was going to come. All I did, I knew how to take the first step. Get online and Google what I want to do. Okay, how do you do it? Okay, that was the first step. And I'm so happy I did that. A couple of points I want to express here is, yesterday when Spirit told me to turn off the computer, doesn't matter how much work you have to do. Work will get done. But what I needed to do at that moment, because I could feel myself just because of the work that I had to do, and I felt like I had a lot on my plate, I could feel myself just tensing up a little bit. And that's when Spirit said, nope, don't tense up. Let's center. Let's meditate. Come back to center. Come back to your heart space. And that will always lead you in the right direction. So that's why finding the courage to follow your heart. And I can tell you from experience, it's not easy to find that courage, in the sense, it's not easy because it's something you're really stepping out. When you step out of your comfort zone, you're pretty much alone. When others around you are not seeing your vision, are feeling your vision, or others around you might put doubts in your head. Others around you might tell you all those things that your mind would tell you. You don't have enough of this or that to do that. You know, how do you think you're going to manage? You know, that's what others around you might say. So when you step out of your comfort zone and you follow your heart, you truly are doing that alone. That's coming from within you, and that's something you're doing physically on your own. We're spiritually, we're never alone. We're always loved, protected, and spirit is always, once you're following, walking in spirit always has your back. And I think that comes with your maturity in your spirituality. Whatever your religion is, whatever your beliefs are, whatever your faith is, it's not about religion or dogma or any of that. It's about following what is in your heart. And when you do that, you're overwhelmed with joy, because your soul is saying, she's finally, or he's finally doing what I'm guiding him or her to do. And doing the show, I really, it's just a joy. I love all of the guests, and I'm so thankful for all of the wonderful guests I've had. I love having the conversations I've had with them. If it wasn't for this show, I would not have been in L.A. this past May at the Agape Revelation Celebration, which was amazing, an experience that I will always keep with me. But the most wonderful experience I've ever had was this past May in L.A. at the Agape Revelations Celebration. And that gave me a clear vision of what I want for the Kyle Center. The Kyle Foundation will fund a community center basically in this area called the Kyle Foundation. The Kyle Center. Now, the Kyle Center stands for not just my son's name is Kyle, who made his transition on July 1st of 2014. So just a little over a year ago, my son made his transition. But the foundation is in his memory, but the Kyle stands for Keep Your Light Expanding. So that's something that's always been kind of, actually even before, I have to say this, before my son even was ill, I always had it in my heart to start a nonprofit foundation and do some kind of a center. With my son making his transition, it just kind of really pushed me more in that direction and gave me the name, Kyle, Keep Your Light Expanding. So being centered and listening to your heart, not your head. I mean, the brain and thoughts, and our head is important, our thoughts are important, but following our heart will lead us where we really want to go. And a lot of times our head will have no idea what we're doing and not know what, because the head wants to know the outcome. When you follow the heart, you won't know the outcome. You just know that by following your heart, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, why you came into this existence. Now, the other thing that while I was communicating with Carrie today, Carrie is Kyle's assistant, she recommended, she said, Kyle has a good friend by the name of Jason Freeman, who is also he also does comedy. Let's do that. He does comedy. He's also a motivational speaker. And I took a glance at Jason's website, but because I was so busy today changing the show for tonight, I didn't have a chance to really go through Jason's website. But Jason is here with us, and he's going to share some of his story with us. Jason, how are you?
Oh, hey, Caroline, I'm great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I know at the last minute, Carrie texted you and she emailed me, and we were like, okay, what are we going to do? But thank you so much for being with us. Please, like I said, I have not had a chance to really look at your website or really know too much about you. So can you please share with our audience how you are following your heart? Okay.
It's so interesting, Caroline. You were just talking so eloquently about following your heart. And that got me to thinking. I was steadfastly determined for most of my life not to follow my heart. I'm from the Midwest, but this isn't a Midwestern accent. It's a speech impediment.
Okay.
And I have a speech impediment and some coordination differences as a result of a birth injury. I was excited to come out into the world, so I came a few weeks early, and I surprised my folks in the middle of the night. Surprise! But right away, I knew it wasn't the good thing to do. Adults are either sleeping in the middle of the night or they're busy doing other things. And either way, they don't want to be disturbed. And so on the way to the emergency room, I lost a little oxygen and hence developed the speech and the coordination. And for much of my life, I looked at my speech. Oh, I heard my voice all the time, obviously, whenever I spoke. And I looked at my coordination, like how I played sports as a kid or attempted to play. And I'm like, I just don't like this. I'm not comfortable with this. So I compensated by trying to go into my head and be the smartest kid on the block. I tried to analyze everything, to plan well, to always have the answer, to be able to argue any point I thought was a worthy point. And I did okay, you know. I got through college and even through grad school. I'm actually down in Nebraska for the 10-year anniversary of my program. I got a master's of fine arts and poetry.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank
congratulations.
You.
Thank you.
And so I was making it in life, and I was successful on the outside. I had a good job. I had my own place. I lived in Sioux Falls, the city I have been in since I was 3, and lots of friends. Very successful on the outside, but increasingly stressed out on the inside. I just had stress and worry that would not go away. And what I know now in retrospect is that I was so consumed with trying to create Jason Freeman as something I thought Jason Freeman should be, the exact way, and to get Jason Freeman perfect, that I was cutting myself off from the wisdom of my heart. Myself off from the wisdom of my heart.
Does
that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yes. I believe most of my life I was in that same mold. I thought I had to do things to please others. I was a very people pleaser, you know. I was a people pleaser. So I was so busy pleasing other people, I wasn't pleasing myself. I wasn't listening to my internal, what I call my internal GPS, my soul guidance system, my spirit guidance system, because I was so busy trying to please other people and wanting to be liked and wanting to be loved by others, when I know now that love comes from within me. So the love that I was looking for was always inside of me, not on the on the external. That was another thing I've learned in my spiritual growth, is that everything that we're looking for is within us. We want anything of value, love, joy, happiness, peace of mind. All of those things can only be found within us and not in the outer world. But the problem that most of us have is that we do look for those things. We look for peace. We look for love. We look for joy outside of ourselves. And we don't find it, you know, because the only place it can be found is from within. But continue on. Your story is fascinating. I also wanted to interject that I was also born premature. I was just 3 pounds, 3.1 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yes, at birth. I was born premature, and I was in an incubator for 3 months. I was born in January, mid-January, but didn't go home until mid-March. So, yes, I know about being born premature. So, okay, but continue, please, with your story.
You were talking about looking for love on the outside, and that's another thing I did for much of my life. I looked for a girlfriend to complete me, to make up for what I thought I was lacking.
Mhm. That's so true. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But everything changed about 7 years ago when I began doing yoga. I took a step and went down to the Sioux Falls YMCA and got a membership and did my first yoga class.
Okay.
And what I discovered, I love the practice of yoga, but what I discovered is that it wasn't just the yoga, but it was allowing myself the time to tune in to me. Like yesterday, you have such a beautiful story about being on the computer and all this to do, and then going off to the lake and just tuning in. And yoga was my time to tune in. And what I discovered is that I was making, creating my own story at the time, and I wasn't creating a fantasy or a happy story, but I was creating a downright dismal story with the major assumptions that other people didn't like my speech. I discovered basically I was projecting my fear about my differences onto other people, and once I got comfortable with my speech and coordination, guess what? I discovered that people actually kind of love them. People really like the sound of my voice. People don't mind my coordination, and it's just such a turnaround in perspective.
Yes, you found that love within you, and because once you find that love within you, you project it out. See, like I was saying, yeah, and we all make that mistake. We've all looked for love outside of ourselves. But we are complete and whole. Even people say, I'm looking for the better half, that better half. No such thing. We are completely whole. And everything we have, anything of substance, of value, is found within. So when you tap into that love within, that joy within, that peace within, you radiate that love and that peace and that joy outward, and that's what reflects back to you. So that, I mean, it took, I'm 53, so, and it took me many, many years. I believe I awakened to that, I awakened to the universal truth of oneness in 2007. But I also awakened more so, and it was a gradual process, but I awakened to the fact that everything that I've been looking for my entire life, love, peace, joy, is found within. I kind of more so awakened to that in around 2010. Like I said, it's a gradual process. And it's been just this year, 2015, is where it's the first time I'm actually stepping out in that following that spirit, my spirit internal GPS. This is the first time I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. First time I'm not listening to my head. I'm only listening to my heart, moment to moment, day to day. Mm-hmm. What does heart say? What does spirit say? You know, and following it. And this year is the first time that I'm actually doing that. And it's amazing feeling, like you said. But please continue to share your story with us about 7 years ago, how you started and discovered how to turn within with yoga and meditation, turning within and finding that love that you were looking for.
As you said, it's a gradual process. I've been to thousands of yoga classes. I walk a lot. A lot of introspection time. Now I'm in the last year. I've started meditating. But what I've discovered is in fact what the things I thought were like a curse or really bad luck. I mean, for most of my life, I was like, well, why did this happen to me? Why did a tragedy happen at my birth? Why? But now I know that in fact this miracle happened at my birth to give me the gift of this voice, to give me the gift of this coordination, so I could express myself in a unique way that would touch other people in a special way.
That is so true. That's so beautiful. Go ahead. That's beautiful.
I think as humans, it's natural for us to get in our heads and be afraid of our differences, be afraid of being unique or imperfect, as our heads might say. But nature is powered by imperfection. Imagine if at the time of the amoebas, nature just said, oh, hey, I'm going to just keep creating perfect amoeba after perfect amoeba after perfect amoeba for millenniums. We wouldn't exist because we're so far beyond the level of the perfect amoeba. So in a way, nature has had to allow itself to be imperfect time and time and time and time again to allow this world we live in now to come into being. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying, but I look at that a little bit differently. My definition of the word perfect is just as it should be. That's my definition of the word perfect. So I say we are all perfect exactly the way we are, because that is how the divine is playing the role of this experience out. The divine wants to experience life through us, through each and every one of us, uniquely. The divine wants us all to be unique, and the divine wants to experience that uniqueness. So I don't use the word imperfect. I say we are perfect because we are exactly as we should be. That's just me.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And I say each now moment is the perfect eternal now. And so I also find that being in the now, just going with the flow and not resisting what is also helps me to be more in alignment with spirit, with soul, because that's where you're going to meet and find your soul in the now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, in the now moment, in the eternal perfect now moment. And when you're listening to your heart and tuning into your heart and tuning into soul and following that guidance, wherever it leads you, it's going to lead you to a perfect place. So I don't use the word imperfect. I say we're all perfect, exactly the way we are.
Yeah. Well, I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. So tell us more about you. I know today was like you got a text from Carrie, and I got the email from Carrie, and was like, okay, we have to go with the flow, you know. And I love what you posted on. Can you share with the audience what you posted on Facebook, how you were just driving along and got this text today and your response?
Oh, I live in California, but my folks live, I came back to visit my folks in southeastern South Dakota. And as part of my time, I actually am back to visit them because it's my 40th birthday coming up July 27th. Hey, thank you.
Okay.
And it just so happened that this reunion of my MFA program was going on in Nebraska. So this morning I'm driving down I-29 a little south of Sioux City, and I get a text from Kay, and I look at it quickly, and it's something while I'm driving and stay on the road, but it's something about a podcast this afternoon, and I'm like, wow, that sounds cool. So I pull off at the next exit, some small town truck stop, and I call Kay, and she tells me the situation, and I say yes, without really knowing many of the specifics at all, and I had no preparation. Doing a podcast today was the farthest thing off my radar when I woke up this morning. But I say yes because I.
You're saying yes to the flow.
I value the flow, and I value newness, and I'm confident enough in my own voice and in my own perfection, as you say now, just to say yes to what I want to do instead of thinking, oh, I'm not worthy of a podcast. What if I screw up? Just it felt so easy and light to say yes and to go for it.
That was wonderful.
Hence, we're talking.
That is so wonderful. What you're saying is so, it's so true. That's the thing is, once we know who we are a divine spark of God wanting to experience life through us. You are perfect. You are a divine spark of God, and you want to experience life. So saying yes to the flow is what you did. You didn't hesitate. You didn't think about it. You didn't say, oh, wait a second. I didn't prepare for this. I didn't plan on this. And you didn't use your head. You went with your heart. And that's what going with the flow and how going with the flow is always going to lead us. Following our heart is going with the flow of life. We're not resisting it. We're not resisting life. What is. We're going to embrace what is and look for the good in what is. I mean, there are many, we all go through difficult times in life. I just lost my son a year ago, so yeah. I know what difficult times are. Yes. So, but what I'm saying is what I have to do in every moment, look for the good because there is good in every moment. So I look for the good and then go with that flow of that good. It's what we focus on. That's another thing. About September 2010, around that time, I decided I wanted to have only positive conversations with everybody I spoke to, okay? And I would express this, you know, at the beginning of a conversation with a friend, whoever. I want to try to keep things positive. I want to keep my attention on positive things. I stopped watching news in 2001. I have not watched a news broadcast in over 14 years. And
wow.
I don't ever plan to. I do news, now I'm on the computer all the time, so if something, and my neighbors all know I don't watch the news, so if something happens they think I need to know about, they call me. It's like, Caroline, this happened. I'm like, okay, yeah. But I don't watch news because there's nothing on news, there is no good news on the news. And I know there's just as many bad things that happen in the world, just as many, if not more, good things happened that day that does not get reported. So my focus, and I made this conscious effort to stay positive. I made that September or August. No, it was August 10th. August 10th or August 9th, 2010. That's what it is. I'm good at certain days, certain dates I'm good at. And I made that consciously. And I have conversations with people, and it's so funny, because they'll say, so many people that are negative don't think they're negative, because they'll tell me 10 bad things that happened, and they'll say, oh, but I'm positive about it. Then they keep continuing to tell me 10 more bad things. Oh, but I'm positive. That's not being positive. I'm listening to your words, and all you're talking about is negative, 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 negative. But because I made the announcement, I want to focus on positive conversations. I have so many people that will think they're positive and have a conversation with me, and it will be, I wish I could record it. Because, like, listen back to this and please tell me if you really think that you had a positive conversation with me. But me personally, I've gotten to the fact, like you said, it takes a while to evolve. And back in 2010, when I first started trying to have positive conversations with people and saw that I really wasn't getting anywhere, I just had certain people, I just said, you know what, I love them. But when I found out that a person really was struggling trying to have a positive conversation, I just limited my conversations with them. Just not that I still love them and care about them, and not that I'm not saying that because I'm trying to be positive and they're kind of stuck in the negative, which many people are stuck in the negative, and news, that's what the news does. But that's not a judgment. That's just an observation. When I'm trying to stay positive, I'm trying to talk about only positive stuff, and I talk to certain people, and it's like they cannot. I'll start out a conversation on a positive note, and they just go right into a negative topic. Okay, for example, I called my cousin the other day just to tell him about I was listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza, who was also at Revelation, Agape Revelation Celebration. He was one of the main presenters. I was listening to a video of his. I live on YouTube, love it. I was listening to a YouTube video of his where he was talking about laughter, the study of how they did a study with laughter and patients that had diabetes. And so this cousin of mine thought he had diabetes, but he didn't. I mean, he was, his doctor said he might have it, but he found out he didn't, which was good. But so I called him to tell him about the study. They did this study where patients that have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, they would put them in a room with a comedy show or a funny movie or something to make them laugh. And they had these patients laughing, I mean really laughing hard, for over an hour. And when they checked their insulin level after a time when they normally would have to take insulin, they did not have to take it. So it's so amazing. And even in the, I don't know, are you familiar with the DVD, The Secret, the movie The Secret? You are, okay. Well, I never forget in that DVD, in that documentary, there was a lady that was diagnosed with cancer, and she went home and she made sure she laughed every day. She watched comedy after comedy after comedy, and laughter is how she cured herself. So by the time she went back to the doctor, she had no cancer. And I know a lot of people listening to this, you know, they're like, oh, that's not, you know, a lot of people, but it's your belief, too, about things. We create our reality from our core beliefs. So if you can't believe that laughter is the best medicine. So that's why I love what Kyle is doing. And I love, are you also a comic? Because that's what Carrie had said. Are you a comedian as well?
Yeah, I as I give talks, I'll find things funny in the moment, and I'll comment on them, and the audience loves it. So it's
right.
Not like I sit at home and write jokes, but
right.
But
well,
in
actually,
the moment I.
When you find out, Kyle doesn't write jokes either. Well, I've been listening to him a lot on YouTube. And he he's like, I don't prepare. I just get out there and I evolve out loud. That is basically what he's doing. So it's all, and the same thing with this show. I don't prepare. I invite people that have inspired me. And I'm discovering new teachers, speakers, authors, almost daily, at least two or three a week, I'm discovering new ones that inspire me. So I'll email them or Facebook them and message them and ask them to be a guest. That's how I get my guests. But when I just ask them on and then have a conversation, you know, so it's not a lot of preparation or anything like that. It's just being your authentic self. That's what comes from following your heart. You are living your authentic life. You are being uniquely you, perfectly uniquely you. And that's what the divine God, the universe, whatever name or you have for him, he answers to all names, Allah, God, universe, source, whatever name you have for him, he will answer to it. And all he wants to do is live through you. That's why that's what we came into this body to do, is we are connected to the divine. We are a part of the divine. We can never be disconnected. Even we can think that we're disconnected from God. And that's hell. You know, thinking that you're disconnected from God, that is your own created hell. but we can never truly, and universal, ultimate truth, we can never be disconnected from God. And God wants to experience life through us as us, unique, and we're all unique. And we all have unique gifts to share with the world. And when you start sharing those unique gifts with the world, after every show, I feel high. I've never done drugs in my life. And when I was younger, teenager and preteen, and some of my friends were starting to experiment with marijuana and stuff, they say to me, "Caroline, don't you ever touch it. Don't try to do drugs because you are naturally high." This has just always been my personality. I've just always been, but when I'm doing what I'm passionate about, when I'm following my passion and following my heart, I feel high. Like, I don't need marijuana. I don't need anything else other than following my heart. So, yeah, so please tell us more. I want to learn more about you, and I do want to invite you to be a guest. Once I have time to just really promote you, because that's the other reason Carrie had said to have you fill in as a guest, but I was thinking it wouldn't be fair to you, because I promoted Kyle all week, and I do that for all my guests. I promote them all week, and I want to be able to promote you all week for your upcoming guest appearance. So today we're just kind of having a chit chat, and we're getting to know one another. So tell the listeners a little bit more about your story. I know you started 7 years ago, and your speaking engagements. Tell us what you might have coming up in the near future.
Oh, one of them I'm really excited about is Kyle Cease. Is having another Evolving Out Loud. But this one's going to be, the previous ones have, the biggest before has maybe been 300 people. But this one, Kyle has booked the Elks Theater, I think it's called, in Glendale, and there's a 1,400 seats. So it's pretty exciting. It's a far bigger stage than I've ever spoken on before.
Oh, so you will actually be speaking at the Evolving Out Loud, and that's in August? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the first weekend of August. I don't have my calendar. I do have my calendar. I'm so used to saying I don't have my calendar. It's August 8th and 9th. And I was telling my dad yesterday that I was getting a little nervous about speaking to such a big group. And he's like, "You're always just speaking to people, Jason, whether it's one person or 50,000, it's sharing stories like you do so well, Caroline, on the show. You give people to share stories, share what's important to them, to share how spirit is working through them, and you really celebrate that, which is amazing. My part of my healing has definitely come from being able to share a new story and to release the old stories. I used to have so many things I didn't want to say out loud, secrets, you know. And I think holding stuff in for a long period of time is just hard on the heart. You know what I mean? It's
Yes. That's holding it in, and actually that holding stuff in, stress and all of that, holding stuff in is what causes all of our ailments, you know, illnesses and disease, because the divine is here to express through us, so we're supposed to be ourselves, not be afraid to be different, not be afraid to be yourself. And just, you know, so I understand exactly what you're saying. Let me just, I did say to the, like I said, this is a new show. Most of my audience listen to the replay, but let me say to everyone who's listening, if anyone out there is listening live and would like to call in and share maybe their story of overcoming, finding the courage to follow their heart. If anyone out there like to share a story, please give us a call at 347-857-1083. We only have about 8 minutes left in the show, about 9 minutes left in the show. I'm sorry, I meant to mention that earlier. But like I said, it is a new show, and not many live listeners. I do see that there's many more listeners that listen to the replay. So like your dad was saying, talking to one person is the same as talking to hundreds of people, because you are actually talking to hundreds of people through this show, Jason, because even if people are not listening right at this minute with podcasts, which I love, internet radio, a podcast can be listened to anytime, any place, long as a person has a computer. I have gotten emails from Malaysia, from Africa, from Canada. Oh. I've gotten emails from people from all over the world letting me know that this show has inspired them, which is wonderful, because I think of it as residual inspiration. So I do the show 1 hour a week, you know, 1 hour a week, and it's on the internet for life. And someone may listen to this show 2 years from now and be inspired. You know, so you are, through this show, you are speaking to several hundreds of people. And I do understand what you mean about the getting the jitters. I get very relaxed once I'm on air, but I'm always a little nervous before a show starts. And I, like I said, I've only been doing this since March. This is very new. I know as time goes on, I'm very comfortable doing the show. It's just that little bit of jitters you get before the show starts. But once the show starts, I'm in my element. You know, I am fine. So that is wonderful that you are speaking at Kyle's event, Evolving Out Loud. I wish I could attend. Actually, the first time I've ever was on the West Coast was this past May, and I got to experience that wonderful experience because I had Reverend Michael Beckwith as one of my guests, and he invited me. Yes, he invited me, and I could not say no. That was like when you got the text from Carrie this morning to ask you about this podcast. That when Michael invited me to come out to L.A. to be his guest at the Revelation celebration, I'm thinking to myself, first of all, I've never been to L.A., not afraid to go to the West Coast, but I've never been to the West Coast, and I'm thinking, financially, can I afford it? And I'm thinking, you know what? I don't care. I will find the money. I will go. And I did, you know. I did. That was me saying yes to the flow when I went to LA, and it was the most amazing experience I've ever had, and it gave me a clear vision of what I want for for the Kyle Center here in the Poconos. I mean, a perfectly clear vision. So I'm just so excited. I'm so excited.
Beautiful.
As to what is ahead. Don't know what's ahead. I know I have a clear vision, but I don't know what's going to get me there. But the important thing is not holding on to expectations. Not holding on to how things have to unfold, or even holding on to your vision. I have a vision, but not being so invested in the outcome. Just go with the flow and enjoy the journey. Mm. That's what I believe life is more about. You know, going with the flow and enjoying the journey and not being so stuck and invested on the outcome. The outcome, it is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be. And whatever it is, it's good. It's all good, especially when you're following your heart. It's all good. So I am so happy that you were able to fill in, basically. You did a wonderful job filling in for Kyle. And I hope, Kyle, you have to let Kyle know you did a great job, and he has to listen to this replay when he's feeling a little bit better. Yes, I am so thankful. And I can't believe the hour does go by really, really fast. Is there anything you want to, other speaking engagements that might be coming up? I know you're going to be first weekend of August in not L.A. Where is the
It's a suburb of L.A.
It's a suburb of L.A.
I think it's in Glendale.
Okay.
I'm not even sure I'm from South. I'm still learning the ins and outs of Southern California.
Oh, okay. And that's where you live. You live in Southern California now.
Yeah, I live in San Diego now.
Okay. All right. I did enjoy my trip to the West Coast, but I love the Pocono Mountains. I've been here in the Pocono Mountains now for almost 25 years. I raised both my children here. I actually purchased my dream home at the age of 29. here in the Poconos. Yes, I'm close to my lake. I love boating. I have a jet ski. I go jet skiing. I'm in heaven. This is my heaven on earth right here in the Poconos.
Oh.
So
nice.
I don't want to move to the West Coast. I would love to visit again, but my vision and my mission is to bring agape celebration here, and also to have the Kyle Foundation be very similar to what I experienced at the Agape Revelation. That is my vision.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I assumed you heard the Agape Choir, too?
Yes. Oh, yes. I heard the... Oh, they were amazing.
Aren't they wonderful?
All the performers were amazing. I mean, it was such an amazing experience. It really was. I was in awe. I was just in awe. So we are already down to the hour. We've got a minute left in the show. So, and I don't like it when Blog Talk Radio, when the hour's up, it just cuts you off. So I don't want that to happen. Somebody's outside. It is not the 4th of July, but there are fireworks going off on my block. But I want to let you go and thank you so much. You enjoyed the reunion in Nebraska. And you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much, Jason. And we will keep in touch. Okay, Jason?
Yeah, we will. I would love to be on your show again sometime.
That would be great. Okay, you have a good night.
Cool,
okay.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.